For what as Goethe said is the study of the ancients but a return to the real world, for that is what they did. And what, said Mazzini, is medievalism but individuality? It is really from the union of Hellenism, in its breadth, its sanity of purpose, its calm possession of beauty, with the attentive, the intensified individualism, the passionate color of the romantic spirit, that springs the art of the 19th century in England, as from the marriage of Faust and Helen of Troy sprang the beautiful boy Euphorion. Such expressions as classical and romantic are, it is true, often apt to become the mere catchwords of schools. We must always remember that art has only one sentence to utter. There is for her only one high law, the law of form or harmony. Yet between the classical and the romantic spirit, we may say that there lies this difference at least, that the one deals with the type and the other with the exception. In the work produced under the modern romantic spirit, it is no longer the permanent, the essential truths of life that are treated of. It is the momentary situation of the one, the momentary aspect of the other, that art seeks to render. In sculpture, which is the type of one spirit, the subject predominates over the situation. In painting, which is the type of the other, the situation predominates over the subject. There are two spirits then.